God gave me a word for someone this morning. I don't know if the person is in service. The letter of Paul to the church in Corinth, 2 Corinthians and chapter number 4. And we start from verse 17. There's a song, I think you were playing it too. Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross. 2 Corinthians 4. Charlie, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord in him. One more time, from victory to victory, from victory unto victory, his army shall lead. Every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord in thee. We welcome our folks who are connected online. God bless you, and His grace continue to shine on you. Let the same grace in this on service locate you wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and 17, and I read. For our light affliction. For our what?
Our light affliction.
I didn't hear. Our what?
Our light affliction.
Which is but for a moment, like a spark. That moment could be 2 years. The moment, when the Bible speaks of moment, it's not saying the blink of an eye. Moment is like a blink of an eye, but it's never so. Some of you are going through issues. It's lasted 5 years. And you are saying, God, when will it come to an end? Am I still a Christian? Yes, you are. The problem we are having now, like I said on Wednesday song, is that the preachers are preaching what you want to be comfortable with. The preachers have preached you into the church, but they can't sustain you in the church. They have told you what will happen when you come to the church. What God can do. What God can do. No, that's not. So you'll be one of them. Some of you are good at posting other pastors' program. You will never post your own. But when need come, you say, we didn't remember you. Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Back to what I was saying. The preachers, we the preachers, some of us the preachers, have not preached well to you. And now, what you have been told is not working. So you have generalized every preacher to be the same and make God a liar. But how many of us know that God is not a liar? By two immutable things, he cannot lie. By his word and by his name. In this place, we boast of the strength of God. From the beginning, for those of you that have been following us in this commission, we have always told you that in our relationship with Christ, he never promised us what? Crisis-free relationship. So it means that you can be born again. You can be saved. You can give all your all to the work of God and still be afflicted. But the people out there, we call them that their belly is their God. The preachers who want to excite you will tell you, when you get born again, God give you everything. When you come to church, you find a good wife. Some people have picked a wife in the church that have killed them, that have frustrated them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They are afraid to speak the truth, but we know that it's the truth that makes one free. Because at the end, the man you are lying to will find out the truth. Then eventually you become the loser. Praise God, somebody. I'm going to somewhere. It is called the whole truth of the gospel. It is called the gospel truth. And that's what you need to be taught. That you are not in the church to get job. You are not in the church for elevation. You are not in the church that what is holding you should leave you. That's not the reason. That's not the reason. You are in the church for your soul. Somebody say, my soul.
My soul.
That's why you are in the church. Your soul. Everything that you are going through, every affliction that Satan throw at you is aimed at something, nothing else than your soul. I want you to understand that. When a believer loses his house, loses his job, loses his finance, loses everything losable, what the enemy is, he's not excited that you lost your house. I want you to know that. If you lose your car, the devil is not excited that you lost your car. Your marriage passed up, the devil is not excited that your marriage packed up. There's something he's working at. Break the hedge, the serpent will bite. There is something, and it has to do with your soul. Somebody say, my soul.
My soul.
Somebody say, my soul.
My soul.
That is what the enemy. That's what separates you from goat, dog, and other animals. They have no soul. We kill them to live on them. But you, when this flesh die, there is another you call your soul. This is just covering your soul, holding your back. So when you say there is life, you hear life after death. It is your soul that lives after this body, which is dust. It's gone. That is what the enemy, that's what is going to spend eternity. Either in damnation or in paradise, in the presence of God. And so when you are saved, it's a problem to the devil because he can never be saved again. So he's envious of your eternity. And so he wants to pull as many as possible into damnation. So with all those things, he uses those things to exchange the soul of many. And so those who already have it, he tried to take it away from you and exchange it for your soul. And so that's why the Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul? Praise God, somebody. But beloved, this morning I want to talk to you on God's peace in our pain. God's word, peace in word, our pain. God's word, peace in our pain. Nobody is exempted from pain. I don't know if somebody is understanding what I'm saying. Nobody is exempted from pain. You can finish, if you like, finish the city of hope from now to everything he said, we're moving. That will not exempt you from pain. And pain differs. So some tell you, if you sow this seed, if you give this, then that's the end of your problem. You try to bribe God. No, 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 no. Whatever you give to God must be born out of love. And that's why you see in relationships, some certain, mostly guys spend their money or time with a lady, and the lady say, no, do again. He said, give me everything that I gave to you. So if you love someone, you don't keep record of what you have given to the person. You give it out of love. Love does not place demand. Love does not record. Today, I gave iPhone 16, 16th. Today is 16th of March, 1924, or 2024. 1800 GMT. It's recorded. So when the time calls, you call it forth. That's not the love. Love is free. Love is care. Love is consigned. Praise God, someone. I said, and I repeat again, nobody's word exempted from pain. So when you are saying, God, why me? That's your own. Others are going through their pain. Many go through issues. They are not talking about it. They are not seeing it because they have learned to conquer pain. Even when the pain is there. St. Paul, that great apostle of Christ, had health challenge on his leg. it became so painful so much that he cried to God for the Lord to remove it. I didn't read till now. I never saw in the scripture where God stretched his hand and removed the pain. He rather told St. Paul that, my what? For Bible student, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. So that is why when you see some people run from marriage to marriage, thinking there is a perfect marriage. You know, the lady Jesus met by the pool, Jacob's well there. Jesus said, this is the fifth man in your life. Number five. Because some people do not believe that pain is part of life. People don't know that pain is what? Part of life. And so some people are telling you that, no, you can't take this. But Jesus took it. He was spat on by a sinner, an unclean person. He didn't do anything about it. They stepped on his toe. He didn't even act as though someone stepped on him, because he understood the principles of life. The new corn is better than the old corn. How do the new come? By the dying of the old. Except the corn of a wheat falls to the ground and dieth, it abideth alone. If you have not conquered pain, stress, you can't attain, you can't ascend. Because up there can be lonely. It takes men that have dealt with pain, dealt with all kinds of atrocity, to ascend up there. Oh, I want to be the senior pastor. Don't pray for that. Don't you ever pray for that. Because the senior pastor pray for every person. Nobody prays for him. Who does he go to? If I come to you and I say, I want to mock you. If I say, now, Dan, give me this. God, now, so he won't like me. He will not believe it. That's why, is this Asaka? What do they call that guy? Asake or what is it? There's a song inside, Lonely, Lonely, Lonely. I like that song. The way that song was sung, I like that song. Lonely, lonely, lonely. So even the rich can be lonely. Even pastors can be lonely. Even your boss can be lonely. Praise God, somebody. Your mother could be smiling, but she's dying in loneliness. Praise God, somebody. Nobody is exempted from what? But there is something called the peace of God. And I define to you, what is the peace of God? The peace of God is not the absence of trouble. Did you hear that? The peace of God is what? Not the absence of trouble. There is no church you go to, nobody will step on your feet. There is no church you go to, everybody will love you. There is no job you will get, you say, I've gotten everything, I don't need any other thing in life. There is no nation you will fly to that don't have their own issues. So the problem is about you. You need to deal with yourself. It's not the nation. It's not the church. It's not the people around you. It's not your location. It's about you. Somebody say, I'll deal with myself. Dealing with yourself is telling yourself the truth. Telling yourself, your parents have given birth to you. They don't owe you any other thing. Unfortunately, you will survive if you make up your mind. Praise God, somebody. When you check record of men that have ascended and made impact globally, their testimony, your testimony is far better than theirs, because they made up their mind that they are going to ascend with or without nobody. I'm talking about pain. There's no doubt a lot of us are going through pains, all kinds of pain. But God has sent me this morning. Can I increase this volume, or who is in charge? I can't hear myself well. Everybody, Sunday, grateful, easy. Just name them Peace, Dickness, Liz, Ben, Dickness, Monica. Every person has one issue, Lord. Unfortunately, it will never end till you breathe your last. So, changing location. Oh, let me leave Nigeria. Let me go to Switzerland. Swiss has its own. I was in Romania. I'll never forget that experience, Dicky. I lived in an apartment for 7 months. I never saw my neighbor. It's like that place looks like 1004 estate, my own fifth floor. I'm not joking. God is my, I never saw a neighbor, so I was alone. Only one day I went to trash my stuffs. As I was coming in, I just saw the back of her. And it was a woman. I just saw the back of one old man. Her head has entered. It was the back I saw. Like when the Lord showed Moses a part of him. You want to see me? If you see me, you will die. But let me show you a part. That's how I saw the woman. And I never forget it, that I saw somebody. Well, some of you that are in Nigeria, you say, oh, I wish I can be where Pastor Joe is now. He didn't know that I'm talking to myself. I live to myself. I am baiting. The water is heat. As the water is boiling, I've told you, I scoop it and pour it on my body that way. Because it's extremely cold. Extremely cold. So that's the testimony. Never you pray to be like any person. Pray to be what God wants you to be. Pray to be as the Lord wants you to be, as He has made you to be. You are not me. You can't be me. You can't carry. You can't keep what I have kept. What I have kept can kill you. So don't try to be like nobody. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But in the midst of the pain, there is peace. Amen. Speaking to someone here. I don't know who has threatened you. I don't know what the pain is. How can the parents raise a child? Instead of honor, bring dishonor. It's painful. Money may be there. All the kind of thing you can think about is there. The man is shrinking. Haven't you seen people gone to doctor after looking at them and say, nothing is wrong with you. Medically, nothing is wrong. But the person is dying of pain that cannot be seen with the visible eyes. Your finance is down. Your business is nosediving. Your trusted friend has betrayed you and has brought enormous pain to your heart. Your investment is not yielding as you were told. And gradually you are losing out, building up terrible pain that you cannot bear in your heart. God has sent me to you. And I also want you to know that whatever it is, someone has gone through it. And someone survived it. Therefore, by the help of God, amen, you will survive it. Amen. Oh, you didn't hear me? I said, you will survive it. Amen. Now listen, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it means that it will go. The going starts today. Amen. There are two kinds of going, Pastor. A swift one and gradual. Miracle is instant. There's some healing. The doctor said, I see improvement. In 3 weeks' time, you will be okay. It's gradual. The process, the right injection has been given. And so it goes through the process. You will come out of it. Somehow, in a swift, it's done. But it doesn't matter. I am here to tell you, it has started. Amen. Oh, I said it has started. Amen. Today, your peace has started. Amen. Today, your redemption has started. Amen. I said today your restoration has started. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Wave those hands and shout hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It's eternal. If the corn does not fall and die, it abides alone. And so what you are going is preparation for your ascension. To some of you, the devil have done his worst. There's a saying that he that is down need fear no fall. So your condition, you can't be less than that. So you have reached the end. So it's a reversal. You are coming up. Amen. Oh, I didn't hear you. You are coming up. Amen. Oh, somebody hear me. You are coming up. Amen. Somebody is coming up. Amen. Somebody is coming up. Amen. I said, somebody is coming up. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. With the sinner, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the devil comes with affliction. God counters it with peace. That's what I'm here to let you know. He attacks you with affliction, but Deacon, peace. Dickness, peace. Mama, peace. Pastor Van, peace. Dickness, Harrietta, peace. Dickness, Monica, peace. In the name of Jesus. Every one of you, God has sent me to speak peace, elder, to your heart. In the name of Jesus. Peace to your business. It's not going to crumble. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, cast down but not destroy. So there will be a casting down, but I say, oh, restoration for someone. That's the difference. He said you will go through the fire, it will not burn you. When you go through fire, you go no say you go through fire. People will know you go through fire. You that used to wear friend suit, now you don't know where suit is. You are just managing. Just keep to faith. It is not the suit that the devil is interested in. It is your connection with God. He could see. His spirit, he can see. But there's an extent. You know, concerning Job, he said, do everything, but for his life, you cannot. So that's the end of discussion. As long as you wake up every morning, each morning you wake, you are closer to your restoration. Every morning you wake up, you are closing to your fulfillment. Every day you wake up, even with that pain on your legs, even with that pain in your body, even with that rejection, every time you wake up, the devil lose out. Every time you wake up, he lose out. Every time you wake up, he lose out. And because you are here today, your restoration has started. Because the peace of God is over you. That's the message I bring to someone this morning. If you are that person, shout hallelujah. So affliction does not change our status as believers. Does not change our status. Some of us never ate yesterday, not because we are fasting, not because we don't want to eat, but there is no food and we don't want to steal. We don't want to steal. We don't want to set up any person. We don't want to betray our friends because we have to eat. Believe what? I want you to know, beloved, you are not eating today, but a day is coming. I say a day is coming. It will not be about you eating. It's about you feeding nations. I said feeding nations. I said feeding nations. In the name of Jesus. It is through the test that God knows how much he can trust. Some people. Did you hear what I said? It is through test you will know how much you can trust people. That's how God operates. God will stretch you and stretch you and stretch you. Genesis 12, Abram, leave your father. Leave your home. Comfort. His father was a comfortable man. You know, there's a state you'll be. There's where you live. God said, leave. Before God finish, you are flying already. You are flying because what is about this place? What about this place? You fly. But Abraham was told to leave his father and leave his mother. God said, I will make you great. You'll become father of many nations. He was 70 years, beloved. 71. He didn't see a child. Some people started mocking and laughing, like some people are mocking you and laughing at you now. Now you be Virgin Mary, right? You are keeping to yourself. Continue keeping to yourself. You don't want to do what others are doing. 72 years, no child. 73, they are flaunting their children left and right before you. They cruise past and flash the water over you. Say, stay there. Just like Nigerian traffic is showing red that you park. You see other vehicle pass you. Pew! You clean your eyes. That am I not seeing well? It's not actually red. Everybody is just going and you are just there. Lonely, lonely, lonely. You know, you are just looking at yourself and they are just passing you. You'll be looking stupid. But the Lord says, stay there. It's red. Don't let nobody turn Monica from who Monica used to be to what you are not. Because you will not fit in.
Yes,
cannot fit in.
Yes, sir.
Just continue to be who you are.
Yes, sir.
What you have been taught.
Yes, sir.
You know, they said that we walked with him, we live with him. We know him. We know him. Beloved, I bring you a message. Young boys, young girls, this is why we are still standing. This is why we will continue to stand. Not because we didn't know the other way. There are two, you know, when the former U.S. Consul General, Brian, you were there in the wedding, you were there. My message I will never still forget. the two options to the ladder of success. That's what I preached 2005, right? 15th of May, 2005. 14th or 15th, it's a Saturday. That's what I preached on his wedding. I told them there, before 26 state governors, including Achiwaju, who came to tap me, you know, when I was collecting my food. I said, man of God, no, reverend, that's the word you used. He said, that was great. I said, thank you, Your Excellency. I said, there are two ways you can get to wherever you are going. Two ways in life. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. The fast way, but wrong. The slowest of way, but yet right. But at the end, on this earth we are, I don't care how you make your money. The rain will fall. The flood will come. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, you didn't hear me. The wind will come. I don't care how you got to where you are. I don't care how you walk into the heart of that man, how you convince that lady. I don't care whichever way that you got to the top. But there is something you will never escape on this earth. Write it down. The wind will show up. The flood will show up. The rain will show up. They are forces of life. Whenever you fly, some of you that fly, and you see that gigantic instrument called aircraft with human being filled there, and see how we're struggling to gain height, and nobody is fighting. You can't touch the wind, and yet the aircraft cannot live at the mercy of God in going there. So whatever it is that the enemy is throwing at you to get your attention, ladies and gentlemen, it's not worth it. Because the flood of life is coming. Yes, the wind of life is coming. Yes, the rain is coming. Yes, to test the foundation on what you have built on. So it is better you are late and get it right and live at peace than be in haste, beloved, and crumble. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm telling you, that affliction is part of human existence. You can't escape it. Giving will not save you from it. Giving to every person will not. Being good, you know, there are people that are morally good. Every Saturday, their birthdays, they will cook and be giving to the poor. That does not change nothing. You have to repent and be born again. You have to give your soul to God Almighty. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But I want you to know that in the midst of the affliction, God will show up for you. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, God will show up for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Sit down. In Malachi 3:6, God said there, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. God, why is this thing taking time? I know the best time. To you, it's taking time. But for me, I am avoiding something. I know your ability. I know the extent you can go. He gave to everyone according to the ability. Some of you, what you are asking for, if he's given to you today, he will kill you in 2 years' time. You have not developed what it takes to survive it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God Almighty know you. He created you. And so he know the best time to release what you need and live in it. So it doesn't become an issue and a problem to you. That's why the scripture said, at his own time, he make all things beautiful. I'm building up, I'm going to somewhere, because I know somebody's heart is shattered. Somebody's heart is in pain. Somebody is feeling otherwise. You are not properly coordinated. A business is not working out. Your relationship is not working out. This is not what you dream. How you wish you can reverse it. But I'm here to speak peace. God is involved. God is involved. God is working at something. I am the Lord thy God. I change it not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Are not consumed. The difference between you and them is that they are consumed. They are consuming it. They commit suicide because they can't take it. But we have been groomed for the good and the bad. St. Paul said, I know how to abase, how to abound. I know how to stay without want, without food, and still keep my integrity. Respect the grace of God over my life. That's what we are training you here for. There's always be a time there will not be food at home. It is not time for you to steal, but for them, they will go and steal. They will kill. They do all kinds of things because they've not been groomed for all well weathers. All the weathers. Today it can be well. Tomorrow it is not. Why do we use the word it is well? We are speaking faith. We are speaking God's word to keep us alive in the midst of the frustration. That's what Christianity is all about. In Isaiah 54 and verse 10, if you get it quickly. Isaiah 54 and verse 10. That place we are assured of the covenant that God had for us. For the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from who? From you, Monica, from you, Pastor, from every one of you. Mountains can move. That's the mighty things can shift ground. The mountains can move, and you know how a movable mountain is. So it's figurative. Meaning that those way get them can be shaking and crying. And when you see the people where they establish are weeping, then what becomes of you? You know, you are measuring their establishment based on what they have. But you didn't know that you are rooted, unmovable. What is holding you is not naira and kobo. It's not naira and kobo. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace. So there is a peace that is of God, not as the word giveth. The covenant, what God swore by his name, bounded by him. Grateful? He said, my peace, my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord that had mercy on thee. There is a covenant, deacon, that God has with you. It's called a covenant of peace. It will never be removed. And I told you, the peace of God is not the absence of trouble. When you say, oh, Ben, I give you peace, the peace of God over your life. That doesn't mean there is no trouble. The presence of trouble. When trouble comes, the peace of God rests on it. It means that God carries you through. You have it, but some of you, even as you are here, you are not physically okay. But for the covenant that you have with God, you have to be here. Believing him and trusting him. You can't wait until when you are 100% okay before you can come to God. That's not a relationship. Praise God, somebody. He said, even when the mountain depart, the hill removed, but my kindness shall not what? Depart from thee. Neither the covenant that I have with you depart from you. John chapter 14. I love this scripture. John 14. Quickly. And 27. My peace. John 14 and 27. Peace I leave with you. We might, in the name of Jesus, receive God's peace.
Amen.
Receive God's peace.
Amen.
Receive God's peace.
Amen.
In your marriage, peace.
Amen.
In your business, peace.
Amen.
In your children's life, peace.
Amen.
In the academic, peace.
Amen.
In your health, peace.
Amen.
In your finance, peace.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will feed you.
Amen.
I said, God will feed you.
Amen.
I said, God will provide for
Amen.
You. Man of God, how? I don't know. When? I don't know. But I know who. When? I don't know. How? I don't know. But I know who said it. He has done it for me. Enjoy the peace of God.
Amen.
Pastor, was he on Thursday? Please sit down. Was he on Thursday? I was here when we had that visitors. Was it Thursday or Tuesday? Okay, on Tuesday. While the work was still going on here, the block work. Of course, everything we had got exhausted, and I called our administrator, and we, including the elder, we talked. I got the approval. I said, okay, put it on the platform. We need urgent money. 297,500 naira. God bless every one of you. Maybe I do that openly. Thank you for the sacrifice. And those who could not, we also thank you. We understand. Next time. We got the money. But as the work progressed, it was still not enough. Well, that's not it. So getting to office that day, as I sat, I was excited because when I got to the office, that's when the last 45,000, I don't know who you are, but just know that we received it. That name is not familiar, but I think you are here. Thank you. That money came and completed it. So, you know, when your needs are met, there is this spontaneous joy that just come out. I was talking with confident with me and Pastor. He didn't even allow me to relax. The next thing just says, sir, the sewage is full. It's full. And I know what that one is worth. When he says it's full, I say yes. I said, he said he has called the people that evacuated. He said it's 70K. 70. We are just calling out a revival out of, you know, the one we're going, you know. I got excited. I said, call them. I said, call them. They should come. Because the next day is Sabbath. It's on Tuesday, I remember, Wednesday. I said, people cannot come and they flush that place and the thing return back. Call them. As I say, call them. I don't know where the money is going to come. So then Mama just called me. I was talking with her. A call came. I couldn't pick the call, but I saw it was a foreign call because it was written like Arabic. I said, they don't come. Well, I know they pick this one. I said, you can't even get what you need from me. You know, so I decided to look at the WhatsApp. It was a WhatsApp call. I looked at it, looked at the face. I know the person. I called back. This person doesn't speak English. He has an interpreter. But it's not in Nigeria. I will mention where it's from for some reasons. So I called. Someone picked it and spoke in English. He said, Pastor, are you in church? I said, yes. He mentioned the man's name. He said, he's on his way to the airport. We don't have much time to say. Just want to stop by and say hello to you. I said, okay. Something tell me, say, no be ordinary. So how God answered prayer. I didn't want to be too fast. I just hinted Pastor. I said, someone is coming. It's a white man. So I just got 30 minutes. I got into the office. Told them to put the gen. I just had the gate. I knew that they was around. They came in, greeted me, got excited, asked for madam, asked for everything. At the end, to cut the long story short, he gave me a gift. He said, this for madam, and another one in a brown envelope. I didn't know what is there, but if it's not what I'm expecting that was there, it has to be there. It just has to be there. There's no two ways about it. You know, it has to be there. There's no two ways about it. So he gave it to me. While we are talking, all my mind was not in all the things we are talking. I was just waiting for them to just, Shebi, you say you are in a hurry. Just hurry and go. God have sent you. I have delivered the message. You know? So they left, saw them off, and Pastor took us some picture. I'm sure you saw it on my Facebook. And that was it. So as soon as they left, I was looking at the envelope. I was not in a hurry. So I lifted it. I felt it. It didn't look like something that is caged, like a perfume. So it's not hard. It cooperated. I felt it. I felt it. So I just opened it like this. I said, the Lord is good. I called Pastor Van. He just came. Pastor came. I said, Pastor, I threw the thing at him. So how much did he say you want, sir? I threw it at him. It's here, everything. I said, take. And you need to see how he stood. With just pick one of the bundles. Count what he wanted. I said, is that not the 70? Took. I said, take this one. All the people around, they collected their own. Yes, all the people around, they collected. But those who walk in the temple must eat from the temple. So they took their own. I would say, Pastor, I say, can you see how God responds immediately? This is not a Nigerian. He doesn't understand English. He has an interpreter that goes around. He's traveling. How, sir? I've only seen him once. That's the second time. Only once. The second time was that. How come? How come it was that time? How come? So, whatever that genuinely bothers you, bothers God. Oh, you didn't hear me. I say, whatever that genuinely bothers you, bothers God. And because God has everything, He knows how to take care of every situation. Praise God, somebody. So, it was taken care of, and we still have more than enough to play around with. So what looks like pain became pleasurable to us and peace. All of us were smiling. Everybody enjoyed. And they didn't know what they have done. This week, your messenger is coming.
Amen.
Sit down. Sit down quickly. I still have enough time now. You want to chase me out? So you have changed position now. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace. Dickness leaves etuk. My peace. There is a peace. He says there is a peace. It comes from God. My peace I give unto you, son. Not as the world giveth. Not as the world giveth. Theirs is conditional. Their own, you must merit it. For God's own, all you need is to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Nobody care. God does not care who your father is, where you come from. You become a king's kid as long as you are safe. You enjoy from this peace, not as the world giveth. I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart, daughter, be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Now listen, when the scripture speaks this way, it means that trouble is coming. Are you understand what I'm saying? Trouble is coming. There's no prayer. There's no prayer mountain that will stop it. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You see, what happens when you pray in anticipated trouble is that God strengthens you to endure and how to patiently go through it. Not that it will be taken away. I want you to understand that. That's Christianity, but they will not tell you that. They will not tell. They will tell you as a Christian, you cannot go through this. A Christian is not supposed to go through this. A Christian is not supposed to die this way. Yeah, Jesus died the most shameful death. And it's gone. We are here in church to be taught how to manage ourselves in plenty, how to be humble in plenty. We are here to be taught how to keep our name and integrity in a state of lack. Anyone that swings towards you, know that it's for a moment. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It takes longer based on your application. How you attend to it will tell whether it's going to stay longer or it's going to fly. That is, if you like, hit 1 billion today. How you carry yourself when 1 billion come to you will determine whether the 1 billion will eventually become 2 billion or it will come to 500, 300, 100, or zero. That so in plenty in the scripture, in the church, you are taught how to be humble in victory. How to be what? Humble in victory. How to conduct yourself in plenty. When they hit money, the next thing they look for the latest car. Nothing gets to their brain. Latest car. Go and buy a house where every person is staying. They don't think about investment. They don't think about consulting God, what to be done, the purpose of that. They just rush. But we are not like that. We are humble in victory. We are simple in plenty. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and then when problem comes, let not your heart be troubled. Don't think suicide. If you are here, no matter how bad the situation is, the better days is ahead for you.
Yes.
Suicide is never what an option. It's never an option. God loves you so much. Everybody has a story. Everybody has testimony of where they are coming from. It was rough for every person. But we were patient with God. And gradually we are becoming it. You will become it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I say you will become it.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. Put your hand on your chest. Say peace,
peace
to my heart.
Peace,
peace
to my soul.
Peace,
peace
to my business.
Peace
to my finance.
Peace
In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with me. The peace of God permeate through my heart, permeate through my life. In the name of Jesus, I walk in peace. I live in peace. I confess peace. I see peace. Everywhere I turn to, I see peace. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, in Jesus' name, is walking in your heart and in your life. Finally, 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 16. The church in Thessalonians, Paul wrote to them. Everybody rise on your feet. So we declare this scripture. 2 Thessalonians 3. At the count of three, I want you to recite it with every knowing you have. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And those who are online, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. At the count of three, I want to hear you say and recite what is written here. 1, 2, and 3. Did you read that?
Yes, sir.
That's the conclusion of the apostle to the church in Thessalonians. So I come in peace to every one of you. Whatever it might be. Your father can't do it. Your mother can't do it. Your boss has disappointed you. Your most trusted friends has disappointed you. So you are troubled in your heart. Exchange that trouble with the peace of God. In the name of Jesus. What you expected, you labored for from January, you're expecting it to come to reality first week of March. It has come and gone. You are shattered. You feel the pain. What you expected, you couldn't get it. I speak peace to your heart.
Amen.
I speak peace to your heart.
Amen.
Now the Lord of peace himself, Labo Shakayada, give you, give you,
Amen.
Give you,
Amen.
Give you,
Amen.
Give you,
Amen.
Peace.
Amen.
Not some days, not some hour. Let this peace always be in your heart. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By all means. That is, it was necessary for God to take out all the firstborn of Egypt so that his people can be free. That's an example of all means. He has to bring down some people for you to have peace. God will do it.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't hear me. I didn't write it. Say by all means. That God will go to any element. If some people need to be silent, they will be silent so that you have peace.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone that disturb your peace. Anyone that trouble your peace. Because everything about you is peace. It is called Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace. Peace is released unto you.
Amen.
Peace is released unto you.
Amen.
Peace is released unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This week, peace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Peace over your health.
Amen.
I said peace over your health.
Amen.
Peace over your life.
Amen.
Peace over your finance.
Amen.
Peace in your business.
Amen.
Peace in your marriage.
Amen.
Peace in your children's life.
Amen.
Peace in your husband's life.
Amen.
Peace in your wife's life.
Amen.
Peace in your relationship.
Amen.
Peace over Lagos, Nigeria.
Amen.
Peace in Nigeria.
Amen.
Peace in the world.
Amen.
Peace in Israel.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your heart be at peace.
Amen.
Peace to everyone that is here. You are healed. You are healed.
Amen.
You are healed.
Amen.
You are healed from the past. You are healed from the past.
Amen.
You are healed from the present.
Amen.
You are healed from the future.
Amen.
Even the one that have not happened, you are healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be God forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Put those hands and celebrate the grace of God.